Falco spread his hands and inclined his head in a non-committal pose. Marcus glanced at his father, but could not discern how Agricola had interpreted Falco's gestures. Marcus had developed the rudiments of a theory, but he submerged his suspicions. Voicing them could get him killed.
"Perhaps I have not made myself clear," Agricola continued. "I cannot tax the residents of Britannia into oblivion to support my plan for defending them. I was hoping, Senator Falco," his tone sharpened, "to enlist your assistance in the Senate with regard to obtaining appropriations. Since you do not appear to be interested in backing Britannia's cause, then perhaps you and I have no further business to discuss."
Lady Messiana looked downright crestfallen. Marcus masked his relief with a swig of wine. Falco offered an ingratiating grin.
"Now, Agricola, I did not intend for my silence to be construed as a refusal."
"Then you accept my earlier offer?"
"Earlier offer?" Marcus suspected the answer.
"Why, to display solidarity before the Senate by joining you and my daughter in marriage, of course," Falco replied. "Providing that you agree to a permanent withdrawal from the arena first, Aquila. Your father is correct. Such frivolous behaviour does not befit a fledgling politician."
Refusal wasn't an option. Every Roman father possessed the legal right to do whatever he deemed necessary to punish a disobedient child, even execution. And yet acceptance would seal Marcus's personal and public fate in one cunning stroke. He glanced at his parents, but their beaming countenances denied reprieve. Not that he had expected any. Marcus sucked in a breath, feeling like a drowning man fighting for air.
"As you wish, Father, Senator Falco. I shall speak with Lannister Jamil on the morrow."
"But what of your upcoming match?" Messiana asked.
"I am sorry to have to disappoint you, Lady Messiana," Marcus replied, already framing the words of withdrawal he would have to give the gladiator's owner. In spite of their friendship, or because of it, he was not looking forward to Jamil's reaction. A plea glittered in Messiana's brown eyes as she addressed Agricola.
"I cannot speak for the citizens of Britannia, but I would very much like to watch him compete again, Governor Agricola, with your permission."
Agricola set his jaw, no doubt unhappy at being backed into a corner by an honoured guest. Marcus kept his eyes trained upon his dinner plate. Its cold contents had lost all appeal.
"Very well. One final match."
Marcus gave him a sharp, questioning glance. Agricola responded with a slight shrug.
"It will give me the chance to see you compete too. Afterward, you retire your sword. Is that clear?"
"Yes, sir."
He felt too stunned as much by Messiana's daring as by his father's response to do more than murmur his thanks to both of them. Falco extended his hand to clap Marcus on the back.
"Then I am pleased to accept you as Messiana's betrothed, Aquila."
If Messiana or Laria could have looked any happier, Marcus couldn't fathom how. Agricola inclined his head toward the senator.
"Please convey my assurances to Emperor Marcus Aurelius and the Senate that the residents of Britannia, citizen and non-citizen alike, shall be well served by my plan."
He bestowed a gentle smile upon the senator's daughter.
"I bid you welcome to our family, Messiana."
Marcus marvelled at his father's control. In Agricola's place, he would have been demanding to know what had caused Falco's apparent change of heart. Throughout the animated banter that followed, wedding celebration details led mostly by the ladies, he couldn't shake the notion that he'd penned his own crucifixion order.